You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is October 1st, 2025. It's Locktober, everybody, so we're going to talk about that in a second. First of all, welcome to the show. I appreciate all the support and all the many streams and all the feedback I keep receiving every week about the show. It takes a little bit of work to do this, but it's something I enjoy doing. So if you want to be a help produce the show and help make it a possible to continue, I wholeheartedly encourage you to join my Patreon, which is in the links on the website, hierarchyuniversity.com, if you don't realize. And also, you know, just continue to share my stuff, you know. It's the only way the truth is ever going to get out there to everybody, right? So, October, I guess, is a big, it's become a big holiday in the hierarchical space. And I, you know, my journey to chastity was maybe a little different than other people's, I guess. I don't know. First of all, anybody who is familiar with me now and with what I write will realize that I'm very much a proponent of chastity for faggots. And this was not always the case. Back when I first started this website, which in its previous incarnation was fagsworshipalphas.com, but back in the early days of 2015, when I first started teaching people about hierarchy, I was not on board with chastity. I thought it was kind of a fetish. I thought it was pretty useless. I was never in chastity. My masters had never put me in chastity or found it interesting because I had a tiny little dick and I was never hard around them. And I didn't ever touch myself around them. So it just never became an issue, you know. So maybe that's kudos to me, I guess. Maybe I had good behavior or something. I don't know. But I always felt like faggots who have to go into chastity are weak. That's kind of what I thought. I felt like I had the power of my mind to, you know, get me in the right mindset. I can get myself into the right mindset by just thinking, you know, positive thoughts about being a faggot, about my duties to men. And that's how I had existed up until, you know, when I started the website. So people would ask me questions about chastity and in those early days, and I would just dismiss them, or I would kind of give them this kind of flippant answer. I'd be like, well, if you want to go into chastity, like, whatever, you know, go ahead. You know, I was never against it, but like, just I just didn't think it was that important, you know. But things changed for me personally. Over the course of the next couple of years, I encountered some very powerful alphas on, you know, through the website primarily. Now, I had known a couple, I was owned by a couple of god alphas, straight alphas. So I was already very familiar and very humbled by them. When I started doing the website and I started meeting these alphas from around the world, some of them were god alphas also. And in those cases, I was acting as sort of a coach for these straight alphas who were just getting into faggot ownership. And I got to know them and their thought processes about why they wanted to put their faggots in chastity. And that really kind of, I think, flipped a switch for me. I'm only able to really process it now, looking back at it 5 years later. But you know, this was about 2019 when I really started to work with a master named Jin, who was in Toronto. He's a straight alpha, god alpha, essentially, in Toronto. At the time, he was a student in Toronto University, and he had just taken ownership of his first faggot, Chin. And he was a very much, from the very beginning, any faggot I own is going to go into chastity, is what he said. He's going to stay in chastity. Any faggot that serves me is going to be in chastity, was pretty much what he said. And I thought that was pretty harsh, okay, but at first. And so I kind of was there from the beginning of his journey of taking ownership of his first faggot. And then, of course, he got a couple of other straight alphas who were on his soccer team to take faggots as well. And they all put their faggots in chastity. And I got to work very closely with all of those alphas and their faggots. And and through that specifically, that situation in Toronto, I discovered really the deeper meaning and magic of chastity and what it actually does. And through that, I became in awe, basically, of what alphas can do to transform faggots into proper servants. And I was one. I already had been doing that in my personal life for years before this, but it kind of was organic in that situation. But when I saw it applied specifically in the process of transformation, it was, I don't know, something unlocked inside of me. And I saw suddenly the wisdom of it. I'll give you an example. Like in my journey in sales, like I'm a salesman, right? So when I first started in sales, I have the gift of gab, and the gift of gab can get you a long way in sales. But I started getting a couple of trainers who took my gift of gab and focused it. They taught me about scripting, and they taught me about how to take my gift of gab and focus it into a sales pitch that can be effective, very effective. And this is kind of like that. I learned these things about chastity that I didn't know were possible, you know, about how it humbles a faggot, how it focuses a faggot's mind, how it deepens the faggot's appreciation for men, and the power of men, and the difference between men and faggots. And the more I thought about that, and the more I kind of examined it, and I was writing about it constantly on the website, so I was exposed to it constantly, the more I meditated on it, the more and more humble I became. And I became so ashamed of myself being free. I remember specifically going to a movie theater one time, and me and my friends had to go to the bathroom, and I was in the stall at the urinal, basically, not the stall, the urinal. You know, my friends were there and other men were there going to the bathroom. And I remember being very, very embarrassed and ashamed that I was standing there with them doing the same thing that they're doing, even though they're men and I'm not. And I don't know. And then I went to a ball game too, and that same feeling happened, and it kept coming back over and over again. And I'd be at work, and I'd be ashamed that I was using a urinal and things like that. The urinal was a big thing for me, but it was also other times when I'd be walking around free and just going, I'm a hypocrite, you know. And it was really embarrassing to me, honestly. And here I was talking to other faggots online, trying to coach them and, you know, encourage them to go into chastity when I'm free. look, what, that doesn't make any sense, you know? So it started to really, really bother me to the point where on March 10th, 2020, I made the decision to lock myself in chastity. And I made a video out of it to show everybody that I was following my own advice, you know? I was right there with them in the trenches, you know? And partially it was, I think it was kind of an experiment. I thought, well, let me just see, because at least I would be able to talk about it, you know, more knowledgeably if I tried chastity. But when I went into chastity, I suddenly discovered what it was that, why it was working. You know, it was working on my mind and heart. Now everywhere I went, I didn't feel like any of the other men I was around, because I wasn't, you know, I was locked up in chastity and they were free. You know, I would have to go and sit down in the bathroom stall to go pee, you know. Whenever I would lay down at night, I would be in chastity, you know, and you suddenly, it takes a little while, okay, for sure, but once you do kind of get over the hump with chastity, no pun intended, you start to, I don't know how to put this, like, it was like I started having, like, a wide on all the time, if you know what I mean, like, my asshole, my pussy, all right, was hungry, because it was the only thing that was really available to me. And, I mean, my pussy's always been hungry. Okay, let me just say that right now. And I've always been pretty much in touch with my pussy. But this was different. Like, once chastity kind of took my nub out of the way, like, that was my only sex organ, you know? And so it was a revelation, actually. Once I really got some time inside a chastity cage. And, you know, from there, just going on day to day with it, it just sort of became part of me, you know, and part of my body, you know. And I stopped really thinking about it for the most part, other than, you know, it occasionally you hit it or something and you remember that it's there, and you just kind of go... And suddenly you're reminded all over again of why you're in there, what is different about you as a faggot as opposed to other men. And ultimately, you know, there are a few ways that a faggot can really differentiate itself from men, aside from just behaviors, you know. The chastity cage is one that... For the faggot, I'm saying, you know, the faggot wearing chastity, it knows wherever it goes that it's wearing a chastity cage. So it, in its mind, it's always marked, even when it's walking around among other people, they don't know, probably, that you're wearing a chastity cage. And so it's your reminder. I wrote on the website that it's a gift you give yourself, ultimately. Now, if a master locks you up in chastity, that's a gift your master's giving to you. You may not think of it like that at first, but it is, because it sets you free. It's such a weird, I know it sounds like an oxymoron, but being locked in chastity sets you free as a faggot. You get to feel and experience real restraint and real a defining of purpose with chastity. And I can't say enough good things about chastity. And I've gotten to work with some great alphas that specialize in locking faggots up, their faggots up in chastity, particularly Master A, who is becoming a teacher on the Hierarchy University Discord. And I've worked with him extensively. If you're on Patreon, you've already heard several of my spaces with him and the recordings of that. So, you know, I've worked with these alphas and I've gotten to see what faggots have experienced in chastity and how it's improved them and made them much better servants. And I can't say enough about it. And I really hope that this Locktober, there are faggots who have never tried chastity who are going to just try it and see. Because there's nothing worse than a faggot that masturbates, in my opinion. Faggots should not be masturbating. Faggots who masturbate have terrible habits, and they are useless, in my opinion. You know, they're useless for everything else other than just to be a cum dub, basically. But even then, they're a subpar cum dub. And I just think all faggots should be in chastity. But, you know, every faggot has to come to that point for themselves and accept it on their own terms. So, you know, but that's my recommendation. And I hope that a lot of you will try it this October. And for any masters who are out there listening, I hope that you are, if your faggots are not caged, I hope you're going to put them in chastity for at least this month. You may not see the purpose of it as an alpha, you know, it's probably incomprehensible to you to think about being locked up in chastity, right? But I think you will see that the change in your faggots if you do that. And so I hope that masters out there will do that. It's a gift you give your faggot, you know. There are very few things that a master is even really required to give their faggots, but this should be one of them, I think, you know. And I really do think that, and I do really recommend, highly recommend that any masters out there who are locking their faggots in chastity actually do the locking themselves. I know there are straight masters out there who don't want to touch a faggot's nub, you know, whatever, but their balls, you know, they don't want to touch any of that stuff. I get that. You can have your faggot do some of it, but, like, you should lock it because that is your power over that faggot. It puts that in the faggot's mind that you own it. You know, so it's not the same as you just telling the faggot to go into the bathroom and lock itself. You do the locking. You cement that in your faggot's mind. And I guarantee you it will not forget that at all. A lot of you know that I went to prison for a couple of years. Terrible time in my life. One of the worst aspects about being in prison was that I had to come out of my chastity cage. Honestly, like, I remember being in the hotel room the night before I went to prison, and I took my chastity cage off and packed it away. And it was embarrassing to be walking around among alphas in prison, free, and use a bathroom like they were free, you know. I thought about chastity every day in prison, about how much I wish I was back in my cage. It's weird, you know, I was in prison in a cage and then also wanting to be in another cage. But that cage of chastity is something that is like a security blanket for faggots. At least it was for me, you know. And honestly, like, being out of my cage for a couple of years, I felt my attitude soured. I became more argumentative and more rebellious because I was free, I think, you know. I never really thought about that until just now, so. But When I got out of prison, I made a beeline back to my stuff, and I immediately got locked up as soon as I could, because I just had to go back into chastity, you know. So I don't know. This is kind of a special moment, you know. I remember when Locktober became a thing on Tumblr. I was right there, you know, when it happened, and I just dismissed it, but I was wrong, you know. And I never really pushed Locktober for many, many years because I just didn't care about it. I didn't think it was that important, but I do think it's important. And I hope my brothers out there who are listening will try it. And hopefully you have a master who will want to take that journey with you, because it's very important. It's something that, particularly between a master and his faggot, it's something that they both benefit from it also, but it's something between them. It's a physical manifestation of the truth of hierarchy, that the master, your master, is your owner, and he is your superior, and you are not the same as him, because you're not. So anyway, thank you for listening. And yeah, this is kind of a I kind of felt like I was I don't know, this episode hit me funny, you know, very personal. So thank you very much for joining me today, and I hope that you will try Locktober. And I do suggest that you all get on my Hierarchy Discord. It's growing rapidly. We now have a sub or a fag BNB section for what's the sub BNB app. It hasn't happened, you know. We are starting that on the Discord, so that's another thing that's going on there. I'm telling you, it's growing rapidly, so it's becoming a fun community, so I suggest you join. Anyway, that's enough of that. I will let you go. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you very much. Lock it up, guys. Lock it up. I will talk to you next week, all right? Love you. Bye.